Virgin.
Wait. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Feels like minus 10 this morning, and it's not going to get much warmer. They're calling for a high of minus 1, and they're saying that not only flurries are coming today, but snow. And yes, there is a difference, Jax.
There is a difference, but I want proper snow for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. It would be kind of nice. Just a couple days away. By the way, reminder that tomorrow a lot of things are closing by 6 p.m.
Yes.
So you should probably get out and run your errands now because you are absolutely running out of time. Let's go around the room. What's up, Jax?
So I want to give a little special shout out to Sherwood Gardens yesterday because I was terrified. I went shopping. I had some final things to finish. And I have to say that every single store that I went to in Sherway, everybody was so kind and so chipper. And everybody in retail has no reason to be chipper right now because everybody's awful. But thank you to everybody working retail and frontline workers right now that were there. It was just fantastic.
I was there on Tuesday, yeah. And I could not agree more.
Everybody's working so nice, so helpful. Yes.
I went into Sephora at one point, which I
don't... Chaos. Yeah, I was in there yesterday. It's chaos, but everybody's so nice.
I had the most lovely person help me try and find what I was looking for.
Yeah.
And they had... I do like going into Sephora for help because I'm always so fascinated by the makeup because they always like do their faces up so cool.
Yeah.
I try and talk to them and ask for help, but I get very distracted.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Anyway, Sephora. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Coming up in 6 minutes, a song that was almost not released just hit 3 billion streams online, and it's going to surprise you when you find out that the song was almost not released because it's one of the biggest songs of the last decade. Details after Edward Sheeran and Shivers.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A song that was almost not released just hit 3 billion streams.
Oof.
And I'm not even going to try and build up the anticipation of it. I'm just going to tell you, it was Ed Sheeran's Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Of course, from his 2018 Divide album, he announced it yesterday that the song wasn't even meant to make the album. He had gone in, the album was finished, and he just went into the studio to go write songs for other people. And Ben Cook from his record label was saying, you have to put this on the album.
Yeah.
It has to be a single. And he wanted Castle on the Hill to be the first single.
Really?
He thought that one was going to be massive.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shape of You is way bigger. And Shape of You has staying power. Like, when I hear that, I mean, even though we've heard it 7,000 million times, but when I hear that, like, it's still a bop. Like, it's still a hit.
It still works,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So him and Ben had the disagreement, but they eventually agreed to disagree and said, we're going to put the both singles out at the same time. And obviously, Shape of You did very, very well.
Oh, okay. So, well, sometimes, you know, the things that you don't expect are the ones that'll work out.
I want to know how well Castle on the Hill did.
Not nearly that well.
Well, no, but like in comparison, like how often? 119 million streams.
Okay, so not bad at all. I mean, still Ed Sheeran, so you're still going to get hundreds of millions of streams. You know what? I think Ed Sheeran's doing just fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's doing all right.
Yeah, although you and Adam Wilde seem to have this take that he should have gone away for a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sick of him. I love him to death. I'm a huge Ed Sheeran fan, but he needs to take a minute, like he does. For not only his music, but for probably himself. He's got a new kid. Like, you can chill on it, babe.
He did say that when he had his child, he was probably going to focus more on parenting. So maybe
he's
just trying to secure the bag a little bit more.
You know what? He has so much money. He's doing just fine. I would love, like, a 2-year hiatus from Ed Sheeran just to see what the next project will be.
Fair enough.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We need your help this morning because there is a debate raging in the studio at 6:19 in the morning. And the only way we can solve it is by using our platform for our own benefit.
I guess we are doing exactly that, aren't we?
Yeah. So we're taking the first 5 calls, 416-872-9999, and first 5 texts at 999-999. And it involves wrapping gifts. And here's the question. Do you prefer to wrap things in a bag or wrap things in wrapping paper?
Okay, well, if you're wrapping something, that means you're going to use it for wrapping paper.
I think
you don't really wrap
technical.
Something in a bag, so obviously wrapping paper. Plus, wrapping paper looks so much better when it comes to gifts. There's no other way.
So you're team wrapping paper.
Team wrapping paper 1,000%.
You know, as an incredibly inefficient human, which you are, I'm not surprised by the answer because the correct answer is bag.
Oh, you're lazy.
Bag is the best way.
Yeah.
to give a gift because, number one, it holds more. Number two, there's no chance that the tape is going to become unsecure and ruin your wrapping. And number three, you don't have to get, like, all stressed out when you're wrapping gifts.
I like wrapping gifts.
Really? Like, yeah. Oblong-shaped items, too?
Yeah, I find wrapping to be soothing.
Okay,
also, if you're worried about your tape, do better.
I've tried. I can't find good tape. Where do you find good tape?
Scotch tape, baby. The 5-pack. You always get that 5-pack at Christmas, and you only need one, but it's a better deal to get the 5 together so that you just have 5 rolls of scotch tape.
Yeah. It's too rich for my blood. I just go to the dollar store, and I get whatever's there.
Oh, God. No, it's only presents. In wrapping paper.
Are you team bag or team wrapping paper? We need your help to determine what the correct answer is.
Big things.
And if you like the one that's not picked, I guess you're going right to jail. I think that's what we decided.
There's no jail on Christmas. Okay.
There might be.
Okay.
All right. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A debate is raging at 6:30 in the morning. Are you team wrapping paper or are you team just put the gift in the bag and be done with it? Taking the first 5 texts at 999-999, the first 5 calls at 416-872-9999. Myself, of course, believe in efficiency and saving the environment, so I'm team bag. Jax loves one-time use products.
That's
so she is team wrapping paper.
Okay.
All right, Kareem, what do you think?
I am team wrapping paper.
Yes.
Oh, why?
You can hide items in it. You can turn around and wrap a box and then wrap it in another box and wrap it in another box.
Tricky.
But if you turn around and put it in a bag, it's like it's not wrapped. It's just with tissue paper and there's no fun to it.
I guess I'm just the only one who cares about the environment because bags are reusable.
I was going to say, TJ, for somebody who loves trickery and manipulation, I feel like you would love a wrapped gift.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't know me as well as you thought you did.
All right.
All right, Corinne, thanks for the call. Hey, Adam, are you team bag or are you team wrapping paper?
Well, me personally, I'm not allowed to wrap gifts. My wife says I don't do a good job. I'm not even allowed to wrap hers. I just write her name on the box and she wraps them. But she is team wrapping paper.
Okay.
Ugh. And how do you feel about that?
I mean, she does a good job. They look really nice.
Yeah.
She has everything matches, so it matches the tree.
You know what you got to do? My brother used to do this. I think it's at Burlington Mall. They do free wrapping.
Yeah, most malls do that, yeah.
But you can donate to whatever costs.
Yeah.
So my brother does that. My brother's wife has been convinced for the last, like, 6 years that he's a professional rapper.
No!
Because it always looks so amazing.
That's incredible.
And he won't tell her.
I probably wouldn't tell her either.
Yeah, see, smart man. Adam, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. Come on now. Okay, so we have a bunch of texts coming in, TJ.
All right.
Michelle in the 416 says, for kids, wrapping all the way. For adults, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, Jax.
Drop it in a bag.
Yeah, Jax, grow up.
Okay. So, it's nice. It looks prettier. Okay, text in the 647, wrapping paper looks better. It's also easier to pack if you have to take them somewhere. Plus, it can be an easy way to relieve stress. Yeah, TJ?
No, it's just stressful.
Yeah, it's meditative.
Oh, I'm so stressed. I better try to solve this Rubik's Cube.
Oh, God.
What a fun time.
And a text from the 289 here from Vina. Bag all the way. Now, I will be honest with you, TJ. It was few and far between when it came to bag texts.
Yeah.
And I have some results for you.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like wrapping paper already won.
Do you want to know how much?
By 3 to 2.
I guess so. I was going to give you a percentage.
Oh, you rounded them up.
I rounded them up.
All right, let's hear it.
No, that's okay. My math is wrong. I forgot that we just do it 3 and 2. Okay. All right.
Does that mean I win then because you screwed it up?
Yes, it does.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, it does.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
I don't want to get too excited, but it sounds like the Eglinton Crosstown has a completion date.
Yeah.
And it's not that far away. Now, I want to say that they'll say this, and then in 6 months, they'll be like, okay, we're just kidding, it's delayed again. Because I swear, a month ago, we were reading another story that said it was delayed till 2023. But the new date is projected to be fall of 2022. So less than a year away. Of course, it was delayed in the spring again. They are saying that the Eglinton Crosstown has taken over a decade to complete. And it's going to help 15,000 people traverse the city each day across its 25 different states.
These 15,000 people have just been waiting 15,000 years. Just please finish it.
Like, please. I retire soon. Cardi B gave Offset another ridiculous gift. They're always known for going a bit nuts on each other's birthday and even for their kid. Cardi B gave him a $2 million check to celebrate his 30th birthday.
Good. Good.
This isn't the first time she's given him just like a wad of cash for his birthday. A couple years ago, I think it was in 2019, remember she gave him $500,000 in cash? And if I remember correctly, she put it in a fridge.
And then he allegedly cheated on her. But anyways, okay.
As long as they're happy and
you
healthy.
You know what? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
A lawyer on TikTok is saying don't drive on a full stomach after Christmas dinner because it's dangerous. By the way, that's where we're at in the 2021 timeline. Yeah, we're now taking law advice from a TikTok lawyer. His name's Nick Freeman, and he's dubbed Mr. Loophole.
I like him. He's really good.
Is he the one with the mustache?
He had a mustache for me, okay. Yeah.
He's recommending against driving on a full stomach after eating a Christmas dinner, saying that the carb and sugar overload from a full festive lunch can make the body especially sleepy and drowsy. So it's safer to wait a few hours after driving. Or safer to wait a few hours to drive after eating.
Okay.
It's good to know.
Good to know.
Otherwise, you're going to have to hire a lawyer off TikTok.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We all have that friend in our life that can find the best and even the worst situations. And that for us is Jax. Jax? Tell us something good.
Listen, sometimes we do, you know, the charitable stories or the fluffy stories, but this is the real story. After the year we just had, Britney Spears is teasing new music.
Yeah! I saw that!
It's absolutely fantastic. So as you know, Britney, I mean, she's fully out of her conservatorship. It properly ended on November 12th. All the judicial things are done now, from what I know. So she's able to do things like, you know, sign her own mortgage, buy her own things, do small little purchases, get married without having to ask anybody, and also put out her own new music. So she's been all over social media, as you know. And yesterday she was kind of going off a little bit about, you know, the struggles she's had with her parents and her family in general. But she ended the post on a very positive note. She said, new songs in the works. I'm going to let you know what I mean soon with a winking emoji.
So
and
exciting.
She also had hinted at potentially a new album.
Wow.
About 3 months ago. So we could not only have a song from Britney, but an entire album. Like, I just want to dance. I want to go into 2022, 2023, dancing with Britney.
It goes without saying that, you know, first and foremost, you hope she's happy and she's healthy and she's doing well. And I don't want her to feel any pressure to put out anything new. But at the same time, it'd be pretty sweet.
Listen, if she were to put out another toxic style banger, would I be upset? No. So love Britney, and hopefully we'll have some new music from her very soon. Speaking of dancing, excuse me, what is this?
Hello. Oh. It's Cold Heart, Elton John, Dua Lipa on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Let's welcome Patrick to Ghosted.
Yay!
You gotta stop being so excited. Hey, Patrick.
Hey there. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Maybe a little bit better than you at the moment. So what's going on? What happened between you and Simona?
I'd love to know, I guess. We had one date and, you know, pretty solid date. Nothing amazing, but like better than average, you know, typical thing. Went to go see a movie, you know, House of Gucci.
Oof.
Steak, but whatever. We went across the street to Milestones for some dinner. And, you know, the conversation was good. She was a little quiet, but, you know, I left wanting to see her again. So I tried, and I called her twice and left a text, and I got nothing back. So I'm just really more curious than anything to find out, you know, why she refused to talk to me again.
So, I mean, I get the quiet things sometimes on first dates. They're weird, you know, they're nerve-wracking. But you said that you called twice?
Yeah, you know, I separated the calls, but...
they weren't back-to-back.
Two calls in total and dropped the text, and that was it.
No, I mean, that's fine. Just calling is a bold
move. Bold.
I respect that.
Do you think anything could have gone weird just besides just the quietness of it?
No. Okay. I can't see why she would not want to talk again, honestly.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and then when we come back, we're going to have you quietly listening while we call Simona and find out why you, Patrick, were ghosted, okay?
All right, cool.
Cool. All right.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Patrick was ghosted by Simona, and it was one of those weird dates where everything seemed to be going okay. Maybe there was a little bit of first date awkwardness, but nothing really stood out bad, right, Patrick?
That's right.
But now she won't talk to you.
Yep, ghosted.
So something went awry. Okay.
So, Patrick, our plan here is to call Simona right now with you listening quietly in the background. But before we do that, we want to give you your last chance to bail out because sometimes these can get a little harsh. You might learn something about yourself you didn't know. Maybe you have a weird smell. We might learn that today.
You'd probably, you seem sweet. It's probably something bizarre or a miscommunication.
I'm told I smell pretty good, so I'm ready.
All right. Based on scent alone, I think we can go forward with this.
All right. Yep.
Let's call Simona right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Simona?
Yes.
Hey, it's TJ and Jax calling from Virgin Mornings. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. I bet you weren't expecting a call from us this morning.
No, no. What's going on?
We have a quick question, and we won't keep you too long. We just want to know why you are the way that you are.
No, no, no.
Why did you presumably have a wonderful time with a gentleman named Patrick and then ghost him?
Okay, well, it's like the universe is playing just one big trick on me.
Okay, you have to elaborate on that.
Is Mars in retrograde again, or?
I mean, I thought I was reading into it too much, but it just became ultimately clear. Everything about Patrick is just like my ex. Carbon copy, he's Alex. I basically went on a date with Alex. No, he's just Alex.
Do they look a lot alike, or like what was it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know. Like, the haircut, the same. They have the same movie choices. It was something that Alex would choose. He loves Lady Gaga. The restaurant we went to, Alex took me to the same exact restaurant in Burlington.
Milestones, rare.
Yeah, no, I mean, rare. He ordered his steak medium rare, and that's literally the same thing Alex would order. Not at Milestones, but he ordered the same thing before. Same temperature and everything. I don't know.
Everybody likes music.
Simona, like, okay, I'm sorry. These are pretty, like, reasonable coincidences. I have the same haircut as everybody else. I, too, like the Gaga. Am I Alex?
Maybe. I don't know. But he was playing Drake in the car, and Alex would always listen to Drake, and it became too uncanny, and I just can't go down that path again.
Drake is a local unknown artist, so that makes sense.
So, but honestly, so it was bringing up a lot for you. Like, it was bringing up a lot of memories, nostalgia.
It was just like Alex. I was on a date with Alex, and I can't do that. No, I mean, I'm sure Patrick is nice, but like, I just can't.
It sounds like you have a deeper issue here. Maybe you miss him a little bit.
I mean, no, I don't want to do that, but I also don't want to date somebody that just like is a carbon copy of him.
Okay. Sure.
Time.
Hey, Patrick, do you have anything to say about this?
Hey, Simona.
By the way, Simona, Patrick's been listening the whole time.
I ordered my steak medium rare, you think me and your ex are identical?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me that you're clearly not over your ex at all. And you might want to look into that before going on another date with some other poor sap.
Okay. Oh, my God. Patrick, seriously, that is something Alex would say. Tell me what to do. I can't. I'm not taking it anymore.
That's okay.
All right. So here's what we're going
to
do.
You are meant to be.
If we offer to cover the date, is there any interest, Simona, in going on the second date with Patrick / Alex?
No. I mean, if
too similar.
Like, that didn't have everything that quality as my Alex. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to bring back any PTSD.
Okay.
All right, a little harsh, but
good luck to both of you, and don't keep in touch, but take care, both of you.
Yeah. Good luck.
We should call Alex.
Yeah. Where's Alex? What's Alex doing?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Some gyms in Toronto are shutting down for at least the rest of the year. Now, it's a handful of what I would call independent gyms.
Yeah, or boutique gyms, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like it's just out of an abundance of caution. There's nothing that the government said about gyms shutting down just yet. Yeah. But they've been posting about it on social media. So if you go to one of those smaller boutique gyms, maybe check their Instagram page just to make sure you're good. Chris Martin says Coldplay could be calling it quits in 2025. I forgot that this clip doesn't really have a lot of him singing. It's him saying something just like this.
I love Coldplay. It's my it's my dirty little secret. I love Coldplay.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
A big part of the reason I started learning to play piano is because I just wanted to learn Coldplay songs.
Like science. Oh, it's so good.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, he says in 2025, I didn't want to correct you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Scientist. Yeah.
That they're going to be making new music until 2025, and then after that, they're probably just going to tour. So I don't really know if that exactly means that they're done, but he has noted before that it's difficult to write music.
Yeah, and they actually canceled their tour about 3 years ago because they didn't want to have like the carbon emission and all the fuels, and like they wanted to make more environmentally conscious decisions. So they canceled their tour. Like, they've made their money. I don't think they really care, but they want to be able to tour in a more efficient way when it comes to environmental.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago about artists, the pandemic changing the way that artists tour.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Adele's someone who hates touring, and she's doing a residency in Vegas, which obviously the tickets for that are crazy big.
Yeah.
You have to wonder if big artists like this are just going to pick a place and be like, I'm going to do shows here for a while, and then just come see me.
It makes sense. And if they can make the prices good, like, it would make more sense because you're paying enough in prices anyway. So,
yeah, exactly. Diddy just bought back Sean John for $7.5 million. He sold it a few years ago, but then got it back because I guess the company that bought it, the holding company, they went bankrupt.
Yeah.
So he grabbed it. There was a couple bidders, but he said, I launched Sean John in 1998 with the goal of building a premium brand that shattered tradition and introduced hip-hop to high fashion on a global scale.
I can see myself at 13, and I had my baby pink Fat Farms on.
Yeah.
And I had pants that looked like they were part of my body because they were so tight. They were from Stitches. And then I had my long, oversized Sean John sweater on. And nobody wanted me, and I can see why.
I think you should bring that back.
Okay. No.
I think it would work.
No, thank you.
No. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How would you like to win $5,000 and also $5,000 for a charity of your choice? Well, you can do that with Virgin Radio's 10K Christmas Cause.
That's right.
The best part is it's incredibly easy to enter. All you have to do is go to 99.9virginradio.ca. It's right there on the front page. It'll take you 2 minutes to enter, and you're good to go for the draw this time tomorrow morning. Virgin Mornings. Now, Jax, we've been lucky enough to see some of the entries already, and some of these charities are getting written in about are pretty amazing.
Just unreal. And that's the thing is, like, we live in the largest city in Canada, and we have so many nonprofits and also so many charities that could use the help this time of year. So I want to give a shout out to a couple charities here. The Center for Dreams Markham, an amazing charity and program that helps adults with developmental disabilities. So that that place has been nominated. As well, we have Evangel Hall, helping many homeless in Toronto. This organization not only helps with food and shelter, but also with life skills, as well as counseling. Also, Sunrise Youth Group. It's a warm and accepting environment for youth and adults with developmental disabilities in the Durham region. They provide critical care and services to help maintain and increase life skills and provide opportunities that folks would not normally have. And like, these are just three of hundreds and hundreds of amazing, amazing nonprofits and charities that have been nominated. It's unreal.
One of my favorite parts about this is not just the idea that we can, you know, help out and give $5,000 to charity, but also like reading about these charities that honestly I didn't ever hear of.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's so many.
99.9virginradio.ca. That's where you can enter. Go do it right now because we are doing the draw tomorrow morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Things are about to get heated because today, from 3 to 1, we want to hear the worst Christmas songs of all time. You can text us 999-999 with your list, but let's kick off with Jax.
Number 3.
My number 3 is the Pussycat Dolls with Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird, and it's unnecessary, and that's my qualm with it.
It's an already unnecessarily weird song.
Also,
this is unnecessarily weird.
Go look up the video for it. It's bizarre. It's like all green screen, and they're just floating and dancing really sexually. Like, if I if I have Pussycat Dolls, I want Buttons. I want Don'tcha. I want anything produced by Timbaland. I don't want this, okay?
All right, number 3 for me, the Pentatonics. That's Christmas to be.
The worst.
All the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
I'll tell you why this song drives me nuts.
'Cause that's Christmas to me.
Get an instrument. Stop just singing. I'm tired of it, Pentatonix. Get a guitar.
They're incredible.
Yeah, sure. Great. Okay. That's awesome for them.
All right, Jax.
Ooh, number two.
Maroon 5's Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Oh, boy. Ooh, he didn't have to go falsetto.
Hang on. Okay, so there are a lot of things that Adam Levine has done wrong for me. Okay,
yeah.
And there are a lot of spaces that Adam Levine has been in that I don't think he needs to be in. But this is just over the top. That is enough, Maroon 5.
That one weirdly feels like a crime.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. Number two for me, and this is where I think I might get some heat.
Oh,
Christmas time is here.
What?
Yeah, it's
What's
just
wrong with that?
Listen, it's sad, and it's impossible to sing. If you're putting out a Christmas song, you get one. You can either be difficult to sing, or you can be sad. There's no in-between.
Were you never a child? How do you like
Yeah, I was just born a 30-year-old man.
Did you have a childhood? Like, that's such a nice song.
All right, let's move on.
Number one.
I don't think people are going to like me for this one. But my number one is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. You. I have had enough, Mariah. Speaking of people who have taken up too much space, this song, you've made enough money about it. You're not a very nice person by all accounts. That's what everyone
says. Difficult.
But the song is too much, man. And it makes me, I love Christmas. This song makes me not like Christmas.
Why?
Yeah, I'll say it.
I think it's just become popular to not like this song.
I never liked it. Even when my mom was drinking too much wine in the kitchen listening to it, and I could hear it from my bedroom upstairs, I was like, enough is enough. And I was like, eight.
Are you working through something?
If you want to get specific, yeah, that's my memory for it.
Okay, my number one. I need to paint you the picture so that you can fully understand why this is the worst Christmas song of all time.
Okay,
you're at a party.
Okay,
it's a holiday themed party.
Yeah,
you're wearing an ugly Christmas sweater because you're the zany friend. Everyone's having a good time. The holiday playlist is on.
Oh my God, what is this?
And then all of a sudden, there's like a weird lull. Kind of goes over the room, and you're like, what is everyone listening to? And then you hear this.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please.
And you're like, no, it's Christmas shoes. Into the playlist.
I used to work at Zellers, and they would play this all the time at Christmas.
It's
so depressing.
It's so. Remember how I said you get to be a sad Christmas song?
Yeah.
I was wrong about that one. That one just it needs to go away.
It makes my body feel cold.
Yeah,
like,
right?
You know what I mean? I feel cold. I'm sad.
Just, it's devastating.
Yeah, Christmas is going to be happy.
Well, I'm glad we're in agreement.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now we need to hear your list. You've heard ours, so you can text us 999-999. What are the worst Christmas songs of all time?
Virgin Mornings. Ho, ho, ho. With Christmas rankings.
Counting down the three worst Christmas songs of all time today, just to refresh you on our list. Mine, starting at number three, was the Pentatonix. That's Christmas to me because they need instruments. Number two, Christmas Time is Here. And number one, Christmas Shoes. And that should be unchallenged.
Yeah, that is a pretty rough song. I have Pussycat Dolls, Santa Baby is my number three. Maroon 5's Happy Christmas, War is Over. They didn't need to do that. And also Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is my number one because it's a terrible, terrible, terrible Christmas song.
Controversial pick. So we're taking your text at 999-999.
We have some bizarre songs in here. Justin Bieber's Mistletoe was voted as the number one.
Really?
I thought it's cute.
It is cute.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't need to do this also. And I feel like he wasn't very liked at this time when it
came out. That's a good point. Yeah,
he's like, you know, urinating in spaces that he shouldn't be.
2011 Justin was a different type of
2011 isn't a good Justin Bieber. We also have oh my God, I'm blanking here. Band-Aid's Christmas song, which was, I thought, a really, really good song, but it's apparently the worst.
See, I disagree. I like that song a lot.
I love that song. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, Lady Gaga did a Christmas song, whether you liked it or not.
Okay, this one.
Yeah, this was.
I hadn't heard this until recently.
Yeah.
And I'm not even confident I got the real version.
It's not a good situation.
But here's what I found on YouTube, and oh boy, just listen.
Oh, God.
The only place you'll want to be is underneath my Christmas tree. Oh. The only place you'll want to be is underneath my Christmas tree. Light me up, put me on top.
All right, so, like... That's pretty bad.
I don't hate it. I like when she goes a little dance here, but again, she's another artist that just thinks that any season is a season for her.
We had some really niche ones getting texted in, too. I know there was one for John Denver's Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk on Christmas. But there was one that got texted in, and Jax, because we're best friends, I know this about you.
What?
Christina Aguilera's Oh Holy Night.
Oh, yeah.
And if you haven't heard this, just listen. The first 3 seconds into the song, it gets very Christina very quickly. Have a listen.
Okay.
Like right away.
Like enough.
Not necessary.
Yeah.
25 seconds in, hasn't said a word. There it is.
Holy night.
Oh.
And
like, it's so beautiful.
When she sings, she's beautiful, but she just needs to get there. You know what I mean? She needs to warm up. It's like a car engine.
It's a long walk to get a short drink of water, right? Anyway, so we're still taking your texts at 999-999, whether your top three worst Christmas songs.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Eglinton Crosstown has a completion date.
Yeah.
And it's not that far away, which is weird because like a month ago we read the story that said it's even further away. But the new date that is projected is fall of 2022, so less than a year away. I don't really know. Like, honestly, at this point, I think I need to get a job at Metrolinx and just find some like confidential information and just start bringing it here because it's always different. Like, they were testing it.
Yeah, it's not consistent in the least.
No. And the test seemed to be going well, and then it wasn't going well, and they're like, I don't know, maybe 2030.
It'll open when it opens.
It'll open when it opens. It's expected to help 15,000 people traverse the city each day across its 25 different stations. And then once that happens, the city will have to find a new ongoing joke.
That's right.
Cardi B gave Offset another ridiculous birthday gift, giving him a $2 million check for his 30th birthday, which is pretty awesome. They're no strangers to doing pretty outrageous gifts for each other. Earlier this year, she bought her 3-year-old daughter a $50,000 customized Hermes.
Hermes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hermes. Hermes. And in 2019, she also gave Offset $500,000 in cash, which I believe, if I remember the video correctly, was just sitting in a fridge.
Yeah, just a ton of money.
They're a lot of fun. I know a lot of people on the internet were like, why would you give him $2 million? It's like, who cares? Like, let them have a good time. A lawyer is advising you not to drive with a full stomach after a Christmas dinner because it's dangerous. Now, this lawyer is from TikTok, so do with that what you will.
He's a lawyer that happens to be on TikTok, yes.
Nick Freeman, who is dubbed Mr. Loophole, said Christmas week is the easiest time of year for drivers to accidentally break serious motoring rules, with almost 18 million people taking to the roads during this festive period. He's recommending not to drive with a full stomach. Because it can make you sleepy and drowsy, especially when you mix carbs and sugars with all the overload of that going on. So it's safer to wait a few hours before driving after dinner and have a nap before you get behind the wheel.
That's right. I'll trust him.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ. The newly single Dua Lipa here.
Allegedly, but
Elton John.
It looks like it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A song that almost didn't see the light of day just hit 3 billion streams.
Whew.
That song is, of course...
I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. He was talking about it in a video he posted on Instagram, and he mentioned that the song almost didn't see the light of day. Well, at least sung by him. I guess he had finished recording the album Divide. That's the one that came out in 2018?
Yes, yeah.
Which, by the way, how is that album almost 5 years old? 4 years old, sorry.
It's unreal.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so he had finished the album. It was done.
Yeah.
And then he went in to go write songs for other artists, which is something Ed does a lot of. So he penned the song and was going to give it away. But somebody at the record company, the name is Ben, was like, you can't give that song away. You got to put that song in as a single.
Yeah.
Ben Cook. He said, you have to put this on the album. It has to be a single.
Ed wanted it to be Castle on the Hill, which if you remember at the time, he put out two songs.
Yes.
It was either the same week or the same day, but both singles came out. Yeah. Castle on the Hill,
yeah.
Shape of You came out at the same time. They got into a heated debate on which one was going to be better. Mm-hmm. Turns out that Shape of You was much better.
Far superior, yeah.
Not to scoff at Castle on the Hill, which got over like 130 million streams itself.
Now, I just... this.
What's up?
I know that I say this, and I love Ed Sheeran with all of my heart, but I just want him to rest for a bit, which he isn't doing, and then come back with all of the vigor and passion that he had at the beginning. Not the beginning, but even like 2016, 2017, Ed Sheeran.
Listen, he can't be the A-team Ed Sheeran forever. He's got to evolve, Jen.
Listen, I know he wanted to be a pop star wearing vampire teeth, but I just... I want more for him. I do. I want more for him.
Well, he's a father now, so who knows?
Okay, all right.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You might be a proper adult or see yourself that way, but every once in a while you have a pretty humbling experience where you realize, oh, I'm not as adult as I thought I was. And Jax had one of those moments yesterday.
I'm a 33-year-old woman. I pay my taxes. I own a home. I'm a good human, I think. But yesterday when I was at M&M Meat Chops, and they asked me for my phone number, and I said, no, that's okay. And they told me I have to give a phone number to get the membership rewards. I gave my mother's phone number so I could get a discount.
I can't even give you a hard time because my girlfriend Val and I, we used her mom's Costco card. Shamelessly.
Did you ask permission?
All right, so we're taking your text at 999-999.
Because I just froze and I was like, I know Colette has a membership here, and I just gave it to them, and I felt good about it.
Was there a little bit of panic on your face when you told them?
Well, I was like scared they'd be like, yeah, member since 1994 or whatever, and I was like, yes, I was a member when I was six. Yes, it is me. A grown child, yes.
Let me ask you this, though. When you got away with it, I'm sure you felt some sort of rush.
I immediately called my girlfriend and I was like, listen, the deals that we just got.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't plan on telling my mother.
No.
No. It's the season of giving. She gave me her discount.
Do you feel like chasing this feeling? Like, do you feel like a life of crime is for you now?
Like, I have addictive behavior for sure. So I'm just going to be getting discounts left, right, and center. Like, if I knew the digits for her Costco card, I'd go there too. And I have no business doing that. And I just feel bad because, like, I'm an adult and I'm still using this. But I'm sure there's people that, you know, they have their parents pay their cell phone bills.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like,
ooh, that's a good one.
I know some people who have their parents get them out of parking tickets, et cetera, paid for
really?
Them.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so the question is, and we want to hear your answer at 999-999 or calling us 416-872-9999. I'm a proper adult, but my parents still blank. What do your parents still do for you that you're, like, not overly pumped to tell your friends about?
And it's okay if your parents don't know that they do it. That counts too. Text us that too.
Like, if you've been stuck on your parents' Netflix account because they have the grandfathered rate?
Whoopsie daisy.
Paying $8 a month?
That's right.
You can't give that up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm a proper adult, but my parents still do this for me. We want to hear your answers at 999-999. Jax admitted yesterday that she, quite frankly, stole her mother's identity to try and buy food from M&M Meat Shop.
Listen, she has the rewards membership. I don't. And I wanted to get some hot deals on my pizza rolls.
To be fair to you, my girlfriend and I used her mom's Costco membership card to get treats from Costco.
But you asked for permission.
Yeah,
I just on the spot stole my mother's identity. So, I mean, you know.
Did they quiz you on, like, what's your birthday? That type of thing?
No, they were just like, okay, thank you. And I was like, all right, I entered the matrix. Here we go.
We got texts coming in the 999-999.
Oh, we got a bunch of them coming in. Text on the 905. So my mom lets me try to be the adult, but if I need any bill, she'll instantly help. I also use her Netflix. Text will let it as well. My girlfriend's mom makes me lunch every single day for work. If there's chicken or any kind of meat, she'll even cut it up for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I'm stuck between that's really adorable and also, like, come on.
That sounds like a blessing and a curse. Also, like, cut up your own meat. Text from 905. I use my mom's PetSmart rewards. And the only reason she knows is she gets mailed the receipts. I mean, that's smart. I would just go for it. I don't even have a Costco membership, but if I knew my mother's Costco membership or PetSmart, like, membership, I would use those numbers for sure. Quite a few people, and this one from Hamilton, from Amy, I use, my parents pay my cell phone bill, which is still a big thing. I'm 34 years old, and they still pay my cell phone bill.
Okay.
It's part of the family plan, she said.
So I have heard the family plan excuse before. I've also heard, well, it costs them nothing because it's an old phone, mm-hmm. and they've just grandfathered in these contracts, and you know, it's more work for them to have to call and change it. I'm like, no, you just don't want to pay your phone bill.
You just don't want to do it. I love this one, too. For the 705, I use my mom's Licenza discount card forever. I stopped shopping there, I use her Prime account as well. My mom paid for my phone bill when I was in college because I was a broke student, and it's still under her name 6 years later.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if it's there, it's there.
Some of these are great. I've learned that a lot of our parents are very generous people, and we are absolutely taking advantage of it.
I was going to say, they're either, you know, really generous or just oblivious, and we're taking advantage of them, which, I mean, it's a hard life, right?
Keep texting yours in the 999.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Some gyms in Toronto are shutting down for at least the rest of the year. Now, these are a handful of independent fitness centers, or like what Jax and I like to call it, cult gym.
I don't call it that.
Jax always calls
it.
Anyway, it's out of an abundance of caution, they're saying. If you go to like one of those smaller gyms, a boutique gym is probably another word for it. Maybe check their social media because they're announcing it on there. As of right now, the government hasn't mandated it, so let's have to wait and see on that. Chris Martin of Coldplay is saying that by the year 2025, Coldplay could be no more. I want something just like this.
Well, kinda. He says they might not be releasing new music, but they might still be going on tour.
Not really surprising. A lot of artists are just kind of done with touring, it seems like, over the last couple years.
Yeah, and I mean, a few years ago, they canceled an entire tour because they didn't want to be so responsible for, you know, carbon emissions and a lot of environmental situations that happen with big tours. So I'm not surprised to see this. However, tours are where a lot of money comes from. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do a residency like what Adele's doing in Vegas and make
There are not a lot of bands that could pull that off. Like full bands, they could pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Diddy has officially bought back Sean John for $7.5 million. He, of course, started it in the 90s, and then he sold it to a company that went bankrupt, so he bought it back, and apparently there was a bunch of people bidding on it. But he said, I launched Sean John in 1998 with the goal of building a premium brand that shattered tradition and introduced hip-hop to high fashion on a global scale, and now he's back into it. $7.5 million is actually not that bad for a clothing brand.
I still have my Sean John sweater.
Do you?
I do, and my mother has it at her house. And I wear it as my sleep dress when I go home. Because, like, you know what? Yeah, the style, like, early 2000s, everything was humongous.
Yep.
It was massive. Yeah.
Please bring it back when you're back in Halifax. Please bring it back and wear it, like, every day.
That's the first thing I'll do.
Okay. That's what's trending. I'm TJ. The wonderful Shannon Burns is in next. Have a great day. Ciao.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.